Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know that this is at least parenthetically on people's minds as you watch major names get ready to just dipsy on out of the NBA playoffs. See you, LeBron, probable. Giannis is still in street clothes. Down 3-1, and the Phoenix Suns just unceremoniously booted in the face. And I was, boy, was I big wrong when I said that there would be no walkover series in the Western Conference. Minnesota flicked them. And is it you that's been saying you watch the Suns play and they just look like they hate each other?
Hate ball.
Hate ball.
They play hate ball.
All right.
And you can see it from Kevin Durant every time down the floor. When he doesn't have the ball, he stands on the weak side, and he either is clap, clap, clapping for the ball, or his hands are just on his hips.
Well, the report that came out from Shams today is that that's exactly what Kevin was upset about, was that that's what they asked him to do. I go, stand in the corner. He's like, what do you think I am, PJ Tucker? We're not doing this.
Who are you?
But they did it all year. So we will not be the first to say that when you look at the Phoenix Suns, it appears to be incredibly poor roster construction. I had a somewhat lengthy conversation with sources deep within the Phoenix Suns community.
Deep, deep, deep.
And I can tell you that just about, like, I'll give a big statement and then we can dive a little deeper.
Okay.
Just about everything that you've thought and said about the Phoenix Suns, and when I say you, I mean you, I mean me, and I mean all of you listening. Just about everything that it looks like, it is that. It's exactly that. On TV and not on TV. It is not a group that is interested in staying together. How do you get out of it? I don't know. You just looked at the contracts a second ago.
Yep.
And threw a number at me that I don't even know how to comprehend.
The number is $500 million with a B dollars that they owe Durant, Beal, and Booker. And I approximated it. It's an approximation sensation.
Good job.
Kevin Durant, 2 years, $106 million.
Yep.
Bradley Beal, 3 years, including a player opt, 3 years, $160 million. They owe him. Book, 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 book. Devin Booker, 4 years, and it's $221 million that they owe him.
And Booker's not going anywhere. That's Booker's team.
Right. So if you add up the remaining amounts owed to Durant, Beal, and Booker, it's just shy of $500 million. And that's for two more years of KD, miserable. Three more years of Bradley Beal, give me the ball so I can shoot. And four more years of Devin Booker, this is my team, I'm not going anywhere. So how do you fix it? I mean, you get somebody to take on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, 35 years old. You owe him $105, $106 million.
Still really good.
Really good.
He's still really good.
But you're asking a team to give up $106 million, or actually $51 next year.
Well,
$51 million worth of assets, roughly.
Do you want to know? I'm mad at myself for this. And you. But mainly me.
Okay.
No, I want... Can someone simply give me the answer for what a future first-round draft pick is worth in terms of making salaries match in trades?
We should ask Bobby Marks.
I know. That's why I'm mad at myself. Because Bobby was on a week and a half ago, and I didn't ask him that question, and I really want to know. I really want to know how that works. And I've done what you're doing right now. I've Googled it, and I've tried to read, and I can't get a straight answer. It's like talking to a teenager when you Google that. Can't get a straight answer. When's your test? When are you taking that test? Like, I just can't get a straight answer out of the internet. So if somebody knows, and I mean knows, don't be radio caller that's like, so here's how it works. No, like if you actually know, I would love it if someone would get in touch with us and tell us. And we'll research it some more because it's interesting to think about. I mean, I don't know. That team was good when Chris Paul was on it.
The point guard.
Andrew Wiggins seems like the kind of scorer that Devin Booker would love. Like, just stay over there and get out of my way until I need you.
Yeah.
Moody. Just put it that. I think this came up a month ago in a different form, and I dismissed it completely. But what if Wiggins and Clay were not on the Warriors anymore and Kevin Durant was? Is that interesting to you at all?
No Wiggins, no Clay, but you have KD.
Uh-huh. Is that interesting to you?
It's interesting for sure. I don't know.
I don't know if it could be made to happen or not.
Yeah. But I'm afraid that Kuminga would probably have to be a part of that if I'm Phoenix. But then again, you're not in a strong position.
You're not in a power position at all.
And the Warriors giving up first-round picks. So you do that for two more years of KD. Steph, KD, and Draymond.
Kind of lines up perfectly, doesn't it?
And then TJD and Pods and Moody Kuminga. And Kuminga.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be exciting. I'd be interested, but... If you're Phoenix...
It's not a great idea, but it's not the worst idea I've ever heard either.
And we are going to be, over the next couple of months, because you've got until like late June when all of these contracts, like the opt-ins, like LeBron James, he has until June 29th to either opt in or opt out of $51.7 million.
How many people are watching body language on TV tonight?
Oh, for sure.
Who's
and
watching?
You saw the tantrum the other night, right?
Oh, yes.
Where they didn't challenge and he jumped up and down.
And he was right. And I would, look, if my name's Darvin Ham and LeBron James is literally stomping on the ground like a kid at Disneyland who missed a snack, I mean, just do it. Don't look to your iPad guy and be like, so should we do, will you just... I don't care what you think. Maybe you still think MJ is the best of all time. I don't care.
He's the GOAT.
Of course he is. Will you just like LeBron James, I would imagine, has earned enough respect that if he is pounding his feet into the ground, just challenge the play. I know it didn't affect the outcome of the game. Just what are you doing? Challenge the play. Of course he was right. He's not going to react like that if he didn't know for sure. It's not like when Draymond does it, and you're like, does he have a point, or is he just overly emotional? You knew LeBron was right. Boy, there's some anger. That fan base is not happy with Darvin Ham.
No. And, there was talk of a mutiny midseason this year, right, where the players wanted Ham out. So I don't even know if he'll be back, whether or not LeBron James opts in or opts out once the Lakers season ends in about 6 hours. That season will be over,
I think. What time does that game start?
It's a 7 o'clock tip.
Is it?
I believe so.
Okay.
I'll give you 6 hours.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then it's a wrap. And then tomorrow we can come in and talk about Steph, Draymond, KD, and LeBron.
We'll be watching that one closely tonight.
For sure.
Very, very closely. The Giants are off. My 10-year-old son has become a just rabid NBA head.
Okay.
I mean, we'll sit there and watch every playoff game in its entirety the whole day if you let him. Absolutely. Like, there's no chance. When I get home, he will tell me everything about what Jason Tatum and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander have done while I was driving home. All of it. So we'll be with a close eye on that game tonight.
Awesome.
I'm very interested to see what the Laker body language is.
And so far tonight in these playoffs, things have gone according to plan in many ways.
For the most part.
Minnesota with the sweep, you didn't want that.
Well, but the Milwaukee thing.
Warrior fans' dreams.
The players haven't played. I mean, right. They haven't played. So I don't know do you make sweeping judgments about the Bucks in their future in that they can't beat the Pacers when Dame Lillard and Giannis aren't playing?
Depends on how you feel about, depends on how Giannis feels about Doc Rivers, because if I can't imagine that Doc keeps that job, and if that's something that Giannis wants or doesn't want, that might affect his willingness to continue to be a Bucks. If they get ousted, right? Because Indiana's up 3-1, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Indiana's up 3-1.
So Indiana closes them out in 5. The Dame Giannis experiment maybe isn't a permanent thing, and I can't imagine Doc Rivers sticks around for that. How much longer does Giannis want to toil in Milwaukee? You got the one chip, and so you're rooting for Indiana. It'd be nice if Minnesota got bumped off in the next round, but you know, the Clippers, you want them to lose. Maybe PG decides to take his talents elsewhere. He's a free agent.
Clippers Dallas series is the interesting one.
For sure.
That one's been interesting. The rest of it has been, you're right, it's been a little bit more predictable than I thought.
That game four was crazy.
Which one?
Dallas and the Clippers.
Unbelievable. They blew it, and then they held on, and then and then the Philly Knicks one has been kind of fun too. Joel Embiid, just quick note on that. I thought yesterday he did the one thing that athletes can't do. You can't do it. You cannot get mad at the fans. You can't do it. Like, especially in that city, you cannot get mad at the fans and tell them what they should be doing with their money.
Right.
Like, my God, you may be right. It doesn't matter. You cannot have that conversation in 2024 with fans when NBA players, this is only going to get worse. You make $50 million, it sounds one way. When you make $70 million, it's going to get worse. When you make $100 million, because it's coming, it's only going to sound worse. Tell people as the 7 seed that they should be holding on to their tickets and not selling them when you've been unhealthy for a good portion of your career and you're about to get knocked out. Of course the place is filled with Knicks fans. They're excited. They're the 2 seed. It's like the first time they've been good in forever. So Anyway.
Stock down Joel Embiid. And I'm just going to say it. I'll put my name on it. Dirty player.
Why?
He is a dirty player. You saw what he did to the Knicks player earlier in the series where he falls down and he double leg whipped the guy. He could have hurt him. And then last night, Jalen Brunson's just floating down the lane. He puts a shoulder into his face.
I love when
Joel Embiid is a dirty player, Mark.
I love when you do that. Someone could have gotten hurt.
Absolutely.
If
Draymond would have done what Embiid did,
yes,
he would have been arrested on the spot.
Would it have been unforgivable?
Probably, but he would have been forgiven.
And then you would have forgiven him.
It's not up to me to forgive him. That's the head coach. Embiid got a flagrant one. Draymond would have been ejected on the spot, and he would have gotten a 15-game suspension. Double standard. Embiid, 51.4, 55.2, and then a player opt for 59.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hate this about Warrior basketball, but this is our job, this particular playoffs. And it's to watch teams and players who are disappointing and having bad experiences and think about what that might mean. And until we know anymore, all we know right now is the Suns. The Suns are the ones out. And, you know, like, I put it this way. I could see it. I doubt it. And I don't think it's a great idea. But I've heard worse ideas. And I could see it. Especially coming from two dudes, Steph and Draymond, who looked at each other 2 weeks ago and went, "We ain't done. We ain't done." Okay, if you think you're not done, like, what often happens in life? When things get crazy, what do? You try to go with what you know. You go find your people. We know that players and agents talk. I mean, I don't know. You think Steph's lobbed a call to KD yet? I mean, it's already on the internet that he hates it there.
Right.
I don't know.
Of the three highly unlikely possibilities, that's the most likely. Unlikely scenario number one, Lakers lose tonight. LeBron declines his option and convinces the Warriors to get Bronny, and LeBron plays for the mid-level and comes to Golden State. It's probably a 1 in 500 chance of that happening. Milwaukee loses. Giannis is disgruntled. He wants to be traded. The Warriors trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Probably 1 in 800. Kevin Durant disgruntled. We know that. KD wants out. Warriors trade for KD. Probably 1 in 200. Yeah. A less than 1% chance.
Unlikely, unlikely, and unlikely. But yeah.
Of the three unlikely scenarios, I would say the KD one is the most likely.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't know if that's even what they would want to do. But it's potentially excessive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.